Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Riyomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Brura. We're still in the middle of Simen Reish Tez Zayin, which deals with a lot of the halachos of what bracha you make when you smell items that require a bracha when you smell them. And we're at the very top line with the Ramah. The Ramah adds now and he says, Hagah, Vimberech Al Kula Mine Besomim, Yotza. If a person made a bracha of Bori Mine Besomim, that is the generic or general bracha that you make on Reyach, so Ramah brings down the name of the tour, that you would be Yotze. The case that we talked about was when you had many different things in front of you. And the Mechaber had said yesterday that the Halach Lamaisa, one should do this, the Ramah doesn't disagree, is if you have, let's say, Atze Besomim, Isve Besomim, and Bori Mine Besomim items in front of you, you should make a separate bracha on all three of them. And the Ramah is just telling us right now that Bidyevin, if you made the bracha of Bori Mine Besomim, and that was the only bracha that you made, you would be Yotze. He then adds, "Vim tzarich lahakdim shaleitz l'shel isve b'samim, ayin le'al simen reishit aleph." He says, "Now, in terms of the order, which one should you make first? The bari atze b'samim, the bari isve b'samim, the bari mini b'samim." So he said, "Which one you should be makdim? Which one should take the priority, being the first one that you make the bracha?" He said, "We've already discussed that in simen reishit aleph, and we'll understand this better now when we do the Mishnah Berurah." So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Ches explains, "V'im beirach, if you in fact made only one bracha." Now, we've already explained this. Canal b'simf beis. We've already discussed this din over there in Sif Beis. It shouldn't be new to us. We've already spoken that b'di'evit, a bori mini b'samim, works on any types of reyach. Elo, however, the difference between our din here in Sif Katan Yud in the Ramah and in Sif Beis is d'sham over there in Sif Beis, mayri, shenokat atze b'samim o isve b'samim b'yodo, uberach aleim bori mini b'samim. There we were talking about if you made the wrong bracha, you by accident made a bori mina b'samim instead of the atze b'samim or isve b'samim that you were supposed to. And therefore, the halacha there was b'di'evid yur yotze. Here it's a different halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining. The Ramah is telling us, ha'cha mayri, shenaka rak mina b'samim. You have some b'samim in your hands. U'b'chaso kivin lahotzi gameh so atze b'samim v'isve b'samim. You took the bracha that you should have made bori mini b'samim on those items, and you said, I'm going to have in mind to be yotze instead of making a separate bracha on the isve b'samim and on the atze b'samim items. So afilu hachi yotze, you are in fact going to be yotze over here b'di'evin. Shebracha zu shayach b'di'evin gamalem, because technically, if you had made the bracha bori mini b'samim on those items, you would be yotze. So if l'chatchila you had in mind to be motze them, you would in fact be yotze b'di'evin as well. Sif Katlam test, the Mishnah Berurah explains you would be Yotze. Hainu kishakivim behedya lahotzi kol aminim. But you have to have intention. You picked up the bori mini b'samim item and said, with this bori mini b'samim that I'm about to make on this bori mini b'samim item, I'm going to be motze the requirement that I would have to make a bori isve b'samim or a bori atze b'samim on the other item that I will smell. If you did not do this, v'ilav ha'chilo, if you didn't do this just by default, well, I made a bracha, so I'm yotze, you wouldn't be good. K'mo l'inyan b'chaz ha'peros. The same thing applies when we made the bracha of bari priya adama, bari priya eitz. K'sheyes l'fon of dover sh'b'chaz of priya eitz, priya adama. You have an apple and a potato in front of you. V'yesh l'fon of dover sh'b'chaz ha'shakal. You also have ice cream in front of you. So eini yotze b'stama b'chaz shakal ala kol. You made the ice cream first, that's what you like, you're allowed to make that one first. So you don't, by definition, not have to make a bracha on the potato or on the apple anymore because b'di'evid you'd be yotze with the shahakol. No. You have to specifically have stated that you're being motzi them in order for the shahakol to work, so to over here. You have to specifically have in mind that this bori mini b'samim is going to pater your bracha on the other items. Otherwise, default, just because you said it, that doesn't work. And we've already explained this canal in Simen Reish Vav. Mishnah Berurah adds, Kosu Achronim, the Achronim add further over here, the Kishem Shebichas Atzei B'Samim Eino Poter L'Bichas Isvei B'Samim, just like the bracha of Atzei B'Samim can't work B'di'evit on Isvei B'Samim because Isvei B'Samim don't grow on trees, so too, Kim Bichas Isvei B'Samim Eino Poter L'Bichas Atzei B'Samim. The bracha that you make Isvei B'Samim doesn't work on items that you should have made in Atzei B'Samim. The basovim enenu nichlal eitz, because grasses don't include trees in them. So it's a little bit different than a bari priya adama, which we said b'di'evit would work on a bari priya eitz. So here, the equivalent to the bari priya adama, the isve b'samim, doesn't work for patering the atze b'samim. Then the Ramah had said, we learned all of this previously, the priority in the brachos in Simen Reish Yud Aleph, where we talked about fruits, vegetables, and shahakal, which one should come first. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem explains, Rosh Lomar, the Ramah was alluding to the fact, he's trying to teach us, Dusham Isa Plukta, there we had a machlokis, Keinzet, which was very similar to that, Besiv Gimel over there, Le'inyan Priya Eitz or Priya Adoma. Which one should you make first? In Tzorach Lahakdim Priya Eitz. Do you have to go make the eights, the Bari Priya eights, before you make the Bari Priya Adoma? And we had a whole bunch of rules and a whole bunch of factors that one needs to take into consideration. So the Ramah is alluding, V'hocha Nami B'inyanein, the same dinim apply over here in regards to our inyan with the Bari Atzei B'samim versus the Bari Itzvei B'samim. Furthermore, V'da, the Shom Iskim Achronim, there the Psak, the Mishnah Berurah says, Demashu Chaviv Lo Tomid Yosef Tzorach Lakdimo, that there, the rule of thumb is, the bottom line is whichever one is more dear to you, whichever one you want is the one that you should make first. Even though, Achim Shneim Chavivim Etzlo B'Shova, and if both of them are exactly dear to you, you don't have a strong preference one versus the other, then Nachon Yosef Lakdim Priyates. In that situation, you should do the Bari Priyates because it's a more specific bracha. So to over here, the same thing applies over here. Im Chaviv Metzlo Shneim B'Shova, if both of them are exactly even to you, you don't have a preference to smell one versus the other. You'd like to smell both of them, but you don't really care which one you do first. So then it's more appropriate, Nachon Yosef Lahakdim or Atzei B'Samim. Preferable to make the bracha Atzei B'Samim first. She birchas bracha mevoreres upratis biyosef, because it's a more specific bracha, and as we've already mentioned many times in our discussions, the last couple of simonim and brachos, the more specific bracha is always the higher bracha, and it gives a better praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's always the one that takes preference if there is no concept of one being more chaviv than the other. So in this situation, if they're both equally dear to you, you don't have a preference one versus the other, make the bracha bari atzei it's Atzei b'samim first, and then make the bracha borei isvei b'samim. V'yachar kach yivarech isvei b'samim. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Heviu lefonov hadas v'shemen lohariach behem. They bring in front of a person for the purpose of going and smelling them. That's a very important statement, which we'll explain in the Mishnah Berurah, why the Mechaber specifically said they bring it for you for the purpose of smelling. And they bring in front of you a hadas, which has an aroma, and shemen, which you had put into it other things that give it an aromatic a smell that you now have to make a bracha on. So they bring these two things in front of you. So the Mechaber tells us, im birchoseim shavos, if they both are the same bracha. So for example, the hadas is a borei atzei b'samim, and you put something that makes a borei atzei b'samim into the shemen over here to make that bracha now borei atzei b'samim on the shemen as well. So both of them have the same bracha. So what should you do in this situation? Mevorech ala hadas upotiretz shemen. You take the hadas, as we'll see, in your right hand, and you go and make the bracha on the hadas, and that will make you not have to make a bracha when you smell the shemen because they have the same bracha. So one bracha can pater both, and you should do it on the hadas. We'll explain why in the Mishnah Berurah. However, vim einam shavos, for example, the hadas is borei atzei b'samim, and you put something that's borei itzvei b'samim into the shemen, so then you still mevarech al hadas trila. You make two brachas over here, but you should take the hadas first, make the borei atzei b'samim, and then take the shemen, which has on it a different bracha, and make that afterwards. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah will explain all of these theme to us right now. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, why did the Mechaber tell us specifically they were brought in front of you lohariach behem? So he tells us a din that we're going to learn in the next siman in Reish Yud Zayin. The ilu shemen shehevi losuch yodov lahavir mehem zua masa acholim. They had the custom that would bring out oils at the end of the meal to get off all the zuam, or all of the malts or grease or other things that you had on your hands at the end of the meal. So therefore, in that situation, on that oil, even if it has a nice aroma, ein mevarach, you don't make a bracha on that oil. As we'll learn, kamosha kosav siman reish yud zayin sif beizes, we'll learn in the upcoming siman, when do you not make a bracha on something that has a nice reyach to it? There are only circumstances that you do, and there are circumstances that you don't. And he'll as well explain over there, the Chavetz Chaim says, in the bir halacha, ayin shami bir halacha, mashin nichto bezeh. So mitzvah Hashem, when we reach siman reish yud zayin, we'll learn these details, halachas in more detail. But for now, the point is that if you're not bringing it out for the purposes of smelling, so if it has a nice smell, you don't necessarily make a bracha on it. So that's why the Mechaber said, Lohariach Behem. So now we said that in Birchoseim Shavos, if they both have the same bracha, you should take the Hadas first, make the bracha on the Hadas, and you don't have to make a bracha on the Shemen that has the same bracha, Bore Atze Besomim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Beis explains, Kegon Shashemen HaYamavusam Batze Besomim. You put into this oil something that has the bracha of Atze Besomim, and that's how you made it have a nice aroma. So when you make the bracha, Shemavarcham Al Hashemen Bore Atze Besomim, Kimavur Besiv Vav, as we've explained previously, so then you both have the same bracha on both the Hadas and on the Shemen. So it's preferable to make the bracha on the Hadas and exempt the Shemen rather than make the bracha on the Shemen and exempt the Hadas. We'll explain in a moment a little bit more why. When they have different brachos, so then we said you make the bracha first on the Atze Besamim on the Hadas rather than on the Shemen. Sivkot Mem Kimmel, the Mishbur explains, Hatam, the reason for this is, the Hadas who guf ha'etz, hanikro besamim, because the Hadas itself is the actual item that brings about the aroma. It's the guf, it's the physical thing that caused the smell to come off. As opposed to the Shemen, had something put inside of it that gives it a nice aroma. So ein hareach me'atzmo, the Shemen itself doesn't have a reach, elo kolto me'acher, it gets its smell from the thing that you put into it. So it's like a secondary smell. It's one step removed. Therefore, the hados is a primary smell. The Shemen has atze besamim in it, but that makes the Shemen a secondary smell. Hilkach hados chashiva tvei. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the halach over here, that the hados takes precedence. Ulahachim yivarech olav, and that's why you make the bracha on the hados, and then upoter hashemen bibirchosu, and that's why you make the bracha on the hados and pater the Shemen, which also gets an atze besamim over here, in this case, and make it preferably on the hadas, with a primary smell versus the secondary smell. And therefore, when you go make the bracha on the two of them, you may be holding both of them. You always take the thing that you're making a bracha on your right hand that shows the importance, the chashivas that you're giving it, and that's over le'asiyos, and right before you do the bracha, you should have it in your right hand. Because the rule of thumb is, whenever you're making a bracha, this is halacha l'maisa, we pointed this out several times already, when a person goes and makes a bracha, he should always hold that item in his right hand. The Dirshu foot number 35 reminds us that a lefty holds it in his left hand. What him to him is, everybody else's left hand is his right hand, i.e. his strong hand. So he's showing chashivas over here for the mitzvah, for the bracha, by holding it in his right hand, which for a lefty is his left hand. Right meaning the stronger hand, so for the left hand is the right hand in this terms of halacha. Sivkon mem dalet. The Mechaber explains that Einon Shavos, if the two have different brachos, the Hadas has Atze Besamim and the Shemen has its a different bracha, Mevarach ala Hadas Kilo. Then we say you make the bracha first on the Hadas. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the case, as I've already said. Kigon Shayo Shemen Mevusam the Isve Besamim. In this situation, you had made the Shemen, the oil, aromatic by putting into it grasses that have a nice aroma. Shebir Chaso Bori Isve Besamim. And therefore the Hadas is Atze Besamim. Or, for example, Oshayo Shemen Afarsim. This was balsam or persimmon type of an oil, which we had explained previously in the Bor Besif Dalet, the Birchasu Borei Shemen Orev. It has its own special bracha because of the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael was one of the main reasons we brought down. So it has its own bracha, Borei Shemen Orev, which is different than Borei Atz Ebesamin. So which one should you do first? You can't go and over here make the bracha on the Atze Besamim Hadas and exempt the bracha on the Shemen. It requires its own bracha, as we already explained earlier in today's shir and in yesterday's shir. So Sivkot Memhei, the Mishmur explains, the Mechaber said make the bracha on the Hadas first, and then make the bracha on the Shemen. Why is that? Here you can't say that one is a primary smell and one is a secondary smell, because the Shemen Afar Simon is also a primary smell. So the Bari Shemen Arev, one could argue, is just as important from the purpose of the primary idea over here as is the Hadas. The Lo Kolat Me'achirim, it didn't acquire its aroma from something else, like when we put Isve Besamim or Atze Besamim into the Shemen. So here it should be primary versus primary. So why shouldn't you make it on the Shemen of Afar Simon first? And he says, one could even argue, V'gam Brachasu Chashuva. One could argue that the Shemen has a more important bracha, Bari Shemen Arev, Shemaskir Umiyachid Shemen B'Brachasu, because it also mentions Shemen. So that's a higher level. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Hados Shehu Kibir Yaso V'Kayam Begufo Choshev Tvei. The Hados is in its original state, so to say, as opposed to the balls of oil that have to be made, so therefore, he says that the Hados should come first. In Osmem, the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Im Heviu Lefon of Shemen Afar Simon V'Shemen Shemavusam Ba'atzei Besamim. If it's Shemen Afar Simon versus Shemen that had placed into it Atzei Besamim, in that situation, that the Ra'ar would say, Tov Yosef Shehivar Tchila Bari Shemen Arev. Allah fire simon. Then it makes sense that you should make it on the balls and first. Why? Mishum the heavy bracha b'vareres tvei. It's a more special bracha, as we just pointed out. And one could also add, because it also has its primary status as opposed to the mevusam having a secondary status when the shemen was mevusam with something else. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mevarchin aleg mugmar, we go and make a bracha when we have incense. Mugmar is incense. Ramo explains, Pirush, it means, Besamim, these are various aromatic substances, Shemesimim al hagecholim, you put them on coals, and they bring up smoke, they bring up incense, lahariach bem, for the purpose of smelling them. So the Mechaber continues, and he says, Mishiala kitar ashanu, as soon as it starts to give off some of the incense, the smoke comes up, kodim shagia lahariach, before the actual aroma has hit you, that's when you should make the bracha on the mugmar, not after you've already smelled it, because you're supposed to make the bracha over lasiyosun, before you do the action, before you eat the item, you're supposed to make the bracha, not after you eat it. So here, you should make it as soon as you see the smoke is coming up, the incense is coming up, you should then make the bracha on the mugmar before you even smell it. However, he adds, avo lo yivara kodem shiala kitar ha'asha, but don't make it before the smoke has started to come up already, because that's too far away, as we'll explain. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Memvav, you're doing this over here, lo'riach bam, as opposed to, again, he's telling us specifically that it has to be for the purpose of smelling. That's why you're putting the mugmar, you're making the incense on the coals. La'fuke, as opposed to, in ma'ashen, if you're only bringing the incense up over here, bishul levata la'sirchot, if there's a bad, foul odor in the room, and you're burning incense to mask that odor, so you're not burning it to smell the incense, you're burning it to mask the bad odor, ein mevarech lo klal. In that situation, you do not make any bracha on the incense. You're getting benefit from it. Vav shenenem the abisamim ma'od, you are getting a benefit over here from the besamim. Nevertheless, we'll learn this in Simen Reish Yud Zayin, because the common Simen Reish Yud Zayin, you only make a bracha if something is specifically brought to smell and not to mask an odor. Sifkat Mem Zayin, you should make the bracha as soon as the smoke arises, before you smell it, because the ba'inan lechatchila over las yosem, because the rule of thumb always is by brachos, so you make the bracha immediately prior to getting the benefit. So here, you make the bracha as soon as you see the smoke coming up, so you know the benefit's going to be there any second, so make it right before you actually smell it, and you're mekayim this idea of over las yosem. However, b'di'eved, yochel avarech af be'eshem riach. If you first smelled it, but you're still smelling it, you're allowed to make the bracha even after you've already smelled it. Sivkat memches. However, before the smoke has arisen, before you put the incense on the coals and the smoke has started to come up, it's too early to make the bracha. Don't make the bracha then, because we have another rule. The samuch lasiyosun al kaponim b'ina. You have to make the bracha immediately before you get the benefit, and not much before. So, for example, you're going to get a can of soda from the refrigerator, you don't make the bracha before you go to the refrigerator and get the can and hold it in your right hand. You open up the can, you put it in your right hand, or you pour it into a cup, and then you make the bracha. But you don't make the bracha when you're going to get the item. So that has to be over la'asiyosan, and not over la'asiyosan, not too early. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't have the bracha too far in advance of getting the benefit. He then adds, b'di'eved, however, b'di'eved, yotza kosh lo hifzik bein time. As long as you didn't have a hefzik in between, then you would be yotza, even if you made the bracha as you're lighting the match, for example, on the charcoals, to go and bring up the incense. As we've already learned as well, kidilel, b'simen reishvav, siv hey, ayin sham, that as long as there's no hafsaka of talking in between, or another type of a hafsaka, a pause in and of itself doesn't necessarily constitute a hefzik, and therefore you wouldn't have to make a separate bracha. This concludes today's shir.